Mark Sheldon is a state licensed drug and alcohol counselor. He is also going to school to become a social worker. But the future has not always been this bright for this 59-year-old.
Well, I began drinking at a very early age. In 1970, I found methamphetamine, which was my drug of choice for 31 years. It was my drug. I did it every day. I did it every day for a long, long time.
After being in and out of jail, Sheldon got another chance at life when he was admitted to Utah's drug court in 2001.
The last time I did any drugs of any type was October 3rd of 2001. My life's really great. My kids and I are reunited. I pay taxes. I don't miss work. I'm going to school full time. My life's really changed thanks to public funding and state funding for rehabilitation.
Shannon Rapp works with Utah Support Advocates for Recovery Awareness, a grassroots organization that helped arrange the Rally for Recovery. She says it's important for lawmakers to know that rehabilitation works better than incarceration and saves money as well.
A woman and a child to go through treatment and even long-term housing with a case manager who tracks their success in 1 year was one-third of the cost of incarcerating somebody for a year. We know that incarceration doesn't work.
You look at how many people we have in the prison and what it costs and what they learn in prison, all they do is they're in a criminal factory there. Drug court is long-term rehabilitation. It was a year for me, but that gave me the tools. Also, while I was in drug court, I had to work, I had to maintain a job, pay taxes, I had to pay for my own treatment. So basically, it just reunited me with society.
No decisions on this year's drug court funding have been made yet, but there were significant cuts made to the program last year. I'm Jessica Gale, KCPW News.